All right, so what's our topic?
How are you doing, everybody? Our topic tonight on Elena's podcast is going to be the anxiety that we feel when family comes over or just having to deal with them in general in a group session, and then and how they deal with us when we're not in a group session. Elena, how do you feel?
All right, so yeah, this podcast is about, since it's my podcast, no, well, either way, can I do this? Okay, is it still recording?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. This is only my second time doing this. And are we close enough?
I don't know, but it definitely works better with the damn thing open.
Yeah?
You know that.
Okay. All right. All right, so we're just talking about how, what you go through when you're planning for company and people that maybe you haven't seen in a really, really long time. And there's people coming over this weekend. My son graduated high school, and there's people coming this weekend that we haven't seen in a while. And last week, we had a 4th of July party that just...
was good.
Went down in the records.
And then some piss wound up in a place where piss shouldn't have wound up. And we're like, we had enough of everybody coming to our house for a little while.
But first of all, it all stems off with us being the oldest. We are the oldest children of our families. He's the oldest son. I'm the oldest daughter. All three of our kids are considered the firstborn oldest because my son's 18. He was an only child.
My kids are twins. Born at the same time.
So we're a family of five who are firstborns. So I guess there's a stigma with firstborn. Is there a stigma?
I don't know. I think there are most ones that are like, oh, be careful with this, be careful with that, and more fear with the firstborn, and more you can't do this, and more restrictions for the firstborn. And by the time you have a third kid, the third kid can run friggin' wild.
Yeah.
My brother has five kids. Basically, his one-year-old drives a motorcycle now, you know, and tames lions when he's not driving a motorcycle because it's no big deal.
And his firstborn, who's 15, is like
a nervous wreck.
A nervous wreck.
I love him, but he was the firstborn. You know, he can move in here one day with us, and that's how it is. Nothing wrong with him, but just, you know, he's
so firstborn. I definitely think there's definitely like a different thing for the firstborn, for sure. Like, we definitely get the brunt of every...
I think it's different though for a firstborn if you're an only child. If you're an only child, it's just only child. It's not firstborn syndrome. You know what I'm saying? The only child, people are like, oh, I'm the only child, blah, 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 blah. All the presents were for me and Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah, I was an only child,
like, I have a
actually.
Cousin who's an only child, and
so do I. Who's your only child cousin?
Laura. Who's yours?
Danya.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay. But I was technically... See, I was an only child for 8 years. And I'm still an only child with my dad.
I'm an only child for 2 years.
Yeah. I'm still an only child with my dad. And then I was an only child for 8 years with my mom, and I was an only child for 6 years, not even a cousin or anything, because Danya wasn't born until I was six. So I definitely got all the attention when I was younger, but at the same time, it was definitely scary. Anyway,
what we figured out is that it's better to get the whole me and my cousin, my other cousin, he's about 10 years younger than me, and we were talking. He came over for July. He had a good time, but he had to leave. And, you know, he has the same family I have. So we decided to make the last week in September Everything Day. Everything weekend, basically.
All in one shot.
All in one
much.
Shot.
So like
we go there Friday night. Everybody gets together on Friday night. That's Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, we do Christmas Eve things, you know, hang out, drink some hot cocoa, get drunk. You know, we're drinking with the whole family. The whole family comes. Everybody who comes to this thing has to bring $50. If you're 3 years old, it has to be $50 for you, too.
$50 a person.
$50 a person, of course, for a gift.
For a gift. $50 a gift. So right. let's specify that. So if you have five people in your family,
and I don't care if they're one or 90, each person
each
in that
kid
family,
each person has a $50
gift.
$50 gift
with their name written on it that goes under the tree on Christmas Eve. The next morning,
which would be what, September 29th?
Yeah, whatever. We were going to celebrate it in the last weekend of September.
September 29th would be Christmas Eve.
So we wake up in the morning, everybody.
Christmas morning.
And we all open the presents. Something different that has our name on it. And plus, all the presents have to have the receipt inside in case you get something that totally sucks. If you want to exchange during the day, that's fine. But if you get something that totally sucks, you got a $50 freaking credit at that store because you have the receipt. And just go to that store and
so that
credit.
Night
so
we,
but that you, yeah that night we're gonna have turkey for Thanksgiving
dinner, like a full-blown turkey dinner with the stuffing and all that fun stuff to celebrate Thanksgiving.
And we're also gonna be drinking for New Year's.
Yes,
we're gonna be together for New Year's that night. And with the New Year's comes right after New Year's Eve, we're gonna have the biggest fireworks show you ever seen.
Yes. So it's going to be like 4th of July.
4th of July, like crazy.
Yes.
Fireworks,
yes, yes.
No cops. People are going to be like, what the fuck? But we're going to have a great fireworks show.
And then
the next morning is Easter Sunday.
Sunday,
with the egg hunt.
The egg hunt,
and
the whole deal.
Everything.
And then.
And plus, Easter Sunday turns into everybody's birthday.
Yes.
With a huge cake, and it says happy birthday with everybody's name written on it from wherever. And this is all.
This is such a great weekend.
This is your whole family.
This ain't just
aunts and uncles. This is everybody. Like, we have aunts, uncles, and cousins, nieces, everything all over scattered. You come to this, you're invited to this, whoever's coming, we know Friday night because there's a gift under the tree. By Sunday morning, that gift.
Yeah.
That cake has everybody's name on it, whose birthday it is, and in that year. And we celebrate everything. Now, if we don't see you for the rest of the year, we already celebrated everything.
Which comes back to planning and our anxieties for having family over. For having family over.
You just get it all out of the way in one weekend, everything. But now, you don't have to just keep it there. If you still want to meet up with a couple of people in your family, you do whatever you want. This is for the whole family. You take pictures, you see everybody, you catch up, you get drunk. That's a big thing for me. You gotta get fucking lick it up because, you know, you're gonna get real, you're gonna get emotional, and it's gonna be more family. Because without alcohol, the family doesn't exist. And if you're alcoholics, you know what I'm talking about. So,
I don't know about that. I don't drink alcohol.
Well, yeah, but you do know that's a lot better. Well, coffee, too. Any kind of barbiturate, drug, stimulant, downer, depressant, anything. Anything that gets you off, you do that day. You do it, like, if you wake up on Easter and need to do 10 lines of Coke, then do 10 lines of Coke that Sunday because it's Easter Sunday for the family and we want to share it with you. And that's what I'm talking about.
All right. So, anyway, I don't drink or do any of that, but I definitely have anxieties about having company over, and I think my biggest thing is that the first thing I think about when I'm having guests over and stuff like that is, I guess, the amount of room and if everyone's going to fit and what's going to, you know.
Oh, but that's what I was thinking about today during work, because I'm really concerned.
And where they're
going to
stay if they're from out of town, which is a big thing.
Well, what we're going to do, what I'm thinking about, if we all do $60 a person, and you give me the $10 a person more than the gift, right? I can put all that money to a nice big Airbnb, and we meet somewhere. Like,
that's different. In September,
Airbnb is a total shit money. Like, in September, who's going to go to an out-of-the-way place that's normally
that I would do. That I would do. If we got, like, a 5-bedroom Airbnb or a 10-bedroom Airbnb, and
yeah,
it's
let's say
a person, it's an actual, like, 2-night weekend that we can book it.
And we're, like, 10 rooms and
that
the damn
would be
thing.
Amazing.
Like
that
a grown-up
so
situation?
Good.
Like the
grown-ups,
movie Grown-Ups?
The movie, yeah.
Where everybody had rooms?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, and they put all the kids in the damn fucking living room and sleeping bags. Because they're only going to see each other
like
once a year.
Like 19 and counting. Do you ever see that show?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh, God. And all the boys shared a room and all the girls shared a room. They built that.
I know, I've seen them build
billion-dollar farmhouse.
Yeah.
And there were still only 3 bedrooms in the house. And all the girls shared a room, and all the boys shared a room.
Because they're retarded. They had 19 kids. What is wrong with them? They had 19 kids. There's plenty wrong with them.
Yeah, but they're 3 bedrooms still? And then the parents had their own room?
And the kids started banging each other because they wouldn't let them go to school with each other. With other kids.
Oh, the oldest one did that, right?
Yeah, that's not cool. They totally messed those kids up.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy, actually. That show is like...
That show is off, I think. I don't even know. I don't watch TV that much.
Yeah, I don't think that show is on anymore.
But I did see them
but the girls...
building that house, and they had a friggin' 8-year-old welding the roof rafters in.
Because
the guy said, I can help build a house, and they got an 8-year-old with a stick welder up there welding. I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you think that was real, though, or do you think it was for the camera?
I'm pretty sure that it was for the camera, and they just left it, because that's the way the world works.
We're not doing this again.
Ah, fuck it, it's already welded. Yeah, so what if an 8-year-old did it?
Yeah.
To say he's certified.
Wow. There's just so many planes out tonight. We live near an airport, so forget it.
If you hear a plane...
That's what that is. There's a lot of little guys out tonight. Little planes. So yeah, that show was...
Anyway, I would really like to do that. And I'd like... I'm going to pause for a second.
All right, so...
We're back.
We're back.
We got some groceries. I'm getting bit by mosquitoes, so we're going to be leaving soon.
Yeah.
So we're having anxiety about a bunch of people coming
over. All right, so, okay, so the reason why is because, okay, last week, you think that you are, fuck this, the plane sucks. Here, bring this inside.
I'll bring it inside, I'll be back.
All right. You think that, like... All right, so here's the deal. When we have company, this is why it becomes stressful. It's not just like, everybody come at this time, it's gonna be from 2 to 11 o'clock at night, and you know, come bring your, whatever you're gonna bring, okay, and that's that. And everybody listens. It's no, it's, oh no, I gotta come early because I have kids. I have to come at 9 o'clock at night because I want to see the fireworks at this time.
If
I have to come because I have to work all day, and then, which I can understand, then I'll be there after. Then it's like, well, I have to leave in 45 minutes because my dog has to be work. Yeah, or this person's going to be there, I'm not coming.
Leave.
Yeah, I'm not coming. Oh, there's going to be too many people, then I'm going to leave by this time. I have to go feed my cat, so I can't.
The cats, the dogs. I have nothing against cats.
I have
something against people who have cats. Because I am...
We used to have cats. Zero issues with animals. We love animals. No problem.
But I used to have cats. And when I went away on a vacation, I would put about, I don't know, 30 pounds of dry food out and a ton of bunch of water. And then I'd also leave the water trickling in the friggin' sink so they could drink it. And I would leave and go on vacation.
give us your details on what drives you crazy about having company over and the stresses that it causes you.
Or email us anytime. Yeah.
Email me at alainapc@yahoo.com. If you have any company stories or family stories, family gathering stories, we'd love to hear them because they're funny or they're sad. Or I don't know, whatever they are, but just you can email.
Or you can email me at patrickesguida@gmail.com and I'll just probably delete
the
it.
Fucking planes, I'm going to kill somebody.
Put in the subject line, fucking planes, I'm going to kill somebody. You know?
All right, have a good night, guys. We love you.